Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Farai Chidea. There's been much ado about President Obama's appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Last night, we finally saw 44 hit the studio floor.
I'm honored to introduce my first guest, the 44th President of the United States. Please welcome President Barack Obama.
All right, this is the first time a sitting president has ever appeared on The Tonight Show. It was a historic cultural-political mashup, and to help us understand it, we've got comedian John Frusciante, artistic associate at Upright Citizens Brigade, a theater in New York, and Julie Mason, White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, okay, we can't avoid what some folks are calling the verbal equivalent of a stink bomb. Not lethal, but certainly.
Hey, it's making me mad. Come on.
Not
Mr. Wheelchair over here. Come on.
Well, I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No, no. I've been practicing
really?
Bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
Yes. Oh, no, that's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
This is like Special Olympics or something.
Olympics. Ouch.
Oops. Yeah. All right, Julie. Overly folksy-itis getting in the way of sensitivitis? What's going on with that? And how much will he pay, if anything?
Well, even before the show aired last night, that was causing him trouble because it leaked out that he had said that. We got the transcript about an hour before he went on. So we all knew he had said that, and you know, people were reacting, and it's going to blow over. But he does have that tendency to make these little gaffes. It's kind of interesting to watch him do it.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that his comfortability led him. There were a couple of moments where he got so comfortable that he just started talking like he's a regular guy, you know, and these were one of those moments. But it's at the end of the day, that's just a hacky joke. You know, I mean, he's the president. He's got to give us a new joke for that situation.
It's true. I actually thought the American Idol joke was worse.
Oh, wait. We're going to have to cue that tape. I know we have it. I have to.
Well, Julie, what happens in a situation like that? Does the Secret Service go, oh, okay, he's going down a bad road here.
exactly. We're going to have to body tackle him.
Yeah, definitely.
You could feel his staff off stage just cringing and cringing when he did it.
Actually, I want to go to something totally different. We actually played a little bit about, Simon Cowell earlier, but he had another one, and I want to get you, John, to rate this joke.
Okay. Banks or credit cards would lend you money so you would pay it back.
Right.
Now they lend you money so you can't pay it back. It's like we were talking before. I mentioned we all saw A Wonderful Life. Mr. Potter, the meanest man. Remember he owned the whole town? You know what he charged on a mortgage? 2%.
He's like Mother Teresa now.
He's like Mother Teresa now. He makes his Visa look like, oh.
So maybe it's that the president is better when he's just adding the spice, you know, backing up Leno's joke. Is that it, John? I mean, as a comedian, deconstruct the moment.
I think that the pop culture jokes hit the hardest last night, and I think that that's what people can identify with. I think you've got to give us more pop culture jokes, you know. Compare Geithner to Sam from Cheers. You know, he's got a bunch of wacky people around him, and he's just got to kind of make sense of it all. No wonder he's stressed out all the time.
It's a great pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
We wouldn't call it Cheers, though. We'd call it hell.
I mean, that's kind of what's going on right now.
Well, Julie, I mean, you know, from your perspective, one thing that's happened is that pop culture has become part of the political remix. And how fair is it or smart is it for political reporters to pay attention to this as much as they would the State of the Union?
Oh, well, we couldn't. That just would never happen. We would never pay that much attention to it. It's interesting. He's done it. It's unusual. But, I mean, State of the Union is huge. The problem for Obama is he really is not a big consumer of pop culture. So when he goes on Leno, he ends up talking about tax policy. You know, this is the guy he is. He's not a really funny guy. He has said that he doesn't actually watch American Idol. So it's kind of a conundrum for him. He's a bit at cross purposes. He wants to appeal to this audience, but he doesn't really have the ammo to do it.
He's still got some laughs, though, talking about tax policy. I heard some titters.
He could get some laughs reading from the phone book. People just, they still love him so much. He's got a really high approval rating. People wanted him to be successful. Well, they're going to laugh at whatever he said.
The interesting thing about last night is that his delivery was more crisp and clear last night. A lot of times in the past, even the last time he was on Letterman when he was making jokes, you kind of had to pause for a second and realize, oh, that was just a joke. But in this appearance last night, his delivery was better. You could actually tell when he was setting up and making a joke.
Well, they joked right. a little bit about animal friends of the White House.
When is the dog coming? I keep hearing about the dog. It seems to me when was the dog supposed to be there by? Wasn't it? I thought it was like as soon as they moved.
Listen, this is Washington. That was a campaign promise.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty good joke.
Yeah. He's going to hear about that one.
Good.
That's
good. Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Julie, it strikes me that some people are going to pay attention to this because they already watch the show. Some mm-hmm. people are only paying attention because people are saying that this is a watershed moment. It is a first, but is it a watershed moment, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's just the natural progression of things. At some point, a president was going to turn up on late-night TV, and Obama was just the first one. So I think we're turning a corner, but I don't think it's a great moment in the culture.
All right, but two questions. And Julie, David Gregory on the Meet the Press is toast. That is the headline this morning. And John Frusciante, could Obama do stand-up in the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater? Would you be giving him a call?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we would definitely give him as much time as he wanted to do stand-up. But you'd have to have people write jokes for him, and
would he be a monologist, though? A good monologist for your improv?
Well, as long as he brings his good delivery and not the dry stuff. You know, I'm sure he's got plenty of stories to tell.
Sketch comedy. There's more history to be made here. Julia, a comment on David Gregory. Is he toast?
No, never. Never. Never toast.
All right.
He's a bit of an English muffin.
Oh, gosh. All right, on that, we are going to exit stage left, stage right, whichever one is politically correct. John Frusciante, Julie Mason, thank you so much.